This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
As this show speeds by, hello, America. I'm Mark Levin. Our number, 877-381-3811. We'll be taking calls at the bottom of the hour. Now, 877-381-3811. The president at the State of the Union. Insider trading. This was a good one. Cut 19. Go.
Let's also ensure that members of Congress cannot corruptly profit from using insider information. They stood up for that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Did Nancy Pelosi stand up if she's here? Doubt it. Pass the Stop Insider Trading Act without delay.
Was that hilarious or what? Because of all her genius and her husband's genius investments that just so many of them seemed to time perfectly with legislative action. Well, she was on CNN yesterday, the Constipated News Network. I don't even know why that exists anymore. They have literally no ratings. What did she have to say? Cut 8, go.
I thought the speech was lazy. You know, it's one thing to acknowledge patriotism and people getting well and everything when you have absolutely nothing to do with their courage or the rest.
Right, let's stop. First of all, you're a mumbling buffoon. You know, Reagan started that, pointing out people in the audience. And the plane went down in the Potomac River. You might remember that horrible winter. And so many people died, they've never been recovered. And I wish I remembered the young man's name. And he jumped into the Potomac River when it was below freezing to rescue a woman who was sinking. And was that a lazy speech, too? Just sick. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to be honest with you. That's one of the greatest speeches I've ever heard. And when it was over, I wanted to hear more. A lot more. And he was just getting started. He's so comfortable in his own skin. He's comfortable being president of the United States. He loves this country so much. He knows he's right. And he's hated. He's hated. There are a lot of jealous people in the Republican Party and just a lot of evil people in the Democrat Party. Go ahead.
An hour and a half doing it. What is the state of the nation? Okay, so I just had a few things. By her first name, but like the governor
said. Governor Spanberger.
I thought she just really hit it out of the park. But here's
Hit it out of the park. She missed her place. She lied to the voters. She only gets one term anyway, so she doesn't give a damn. She moved hard left. She wants to run for president. And, of course, Pelosi thought she hit it out of the park. She didn't hit it out of the park. She hit herself in the head with the bat.
Go ahead.
He started off with BBB, his big, beautiful bill, which is, of course, disgusting and ugly.
Of course, it's disgusting and ugly. Look in the mirror. May I say that? I think I will. But she is angry because he topped them all. He was unbelievable. So all you folks who are not going to be paying taxes on many of your tips, not a single Democrat voted for that. Many of you seniors who are going to have bigger, Social Security checks because you won't pay as much taxes on them, the Democrats, every one of them voted against that. Those of you who are working overtime and also you're going to be able to save more of your money and not pay taxes on all of it, they voted against that. Those of you who need to stay home for a loved one, maybe they have Alzheimer's or there's some other ailment, you're going to get tax deductions. Those of you with children are going to get bigger child tax credits. The Democrats voted for every single thing in there, all of it. And yet they praise Mondami, wants to massively increase property taxes in New York. They praise the Stamberger. They had her give the speech, and they're raising or putting in new 52 taxes, either raising them or putting in new taxes. 52 of them. 52. Does your kid walk a dog? It's taxable now. I mean, think about this. Dog grooming, taxable. Everything's taxable. State tax. She doesn't give a damn. She's a lame schmuck right from the get-go. Again, you get one term in Virginia. That's it. She should have gotten no terms, but she's a liar. She's a psychopath. Oh, yes. Remember Joy Reid? I know it. You don't want to really remember her, but she's a clown. In my view, a bigot. My view. And there's certainly plenty of evidence to that, if I ever need to compile it. And I've always told these clowns, you sue me, I'm going to countersue you. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to conduct unbelievable discovery. I'm going to get your texts. I'm going to get your phone calls. I'm going to get everything. Everything. When it comes to the practice of law, I am a bulldog who knows what the hell he's doing. And I'm not kidding. I've told that to CARE over the years. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's do this. And then we have this montage. Excuse me. I wanted to do that is Joy Reid. Montage. Senate Democrats and Joy Reid at the counter State of the Union yesterday. Who does counter State of the Union? I mean, this has gotten so out of control. They say almost half of the Democrats didn't show up. And, of course, then you have two of them who wouldn't behave themselves, and NBC says it's the two Muslims. They want you to know. The two Muslims. Trump never said anything about Muslims. But NBC did. Must be racist. Islamophobic. Anyway, cut nine, go.
All the lies that he will tell in his long and rambling address, this may be the most painfully false.
Because what's going to happen under that Capitol is a bunch of lies.
You are going to hear lie after lie.
Attention all MAGA trolls. Your bull is not welcome here.
This is Joy Reid with an IQ of a lobster. Go ahead.
And pay attention to your orange lying friend.
Very effective. Real class. Now, you know what? They shouldn't have been let into the House of Representatives where they give the speech. That's even better. We're not showing up. Guess what? We're not letting you in. What? That's racist. Why are you a bigot? Free speech. What do you mean? We're not showing up. You weren't missed. You weren't. Didn't they have, like, animal costumes up there, Mr. Producer? It looks so stupid. You people are such buffoons. They want to run our country. No wonder. And Newsom's on there on the Internet. I can out Trump Trump. I'm going to post this. I'm a clever guy. I'm going to post this. How boring. The speech is boring. Guy says he can't read, and he's busy typing sentences. The issue isn't he can't read. The issue is he can't think. He's a moron. He's a moron. He's a loser. He's a foil is what he is. He doesn't even know it. That was a boring speech. Really? Not to most of us, genius. I told you, you got the hands going. I was the first one to tell the hands like Clint. They're going. His hands are massive. They're going and they're going. And what's wrong with this guy? A lot. Look what he's done to the citizens of California. A disaster. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit guardyourcard.com to learn more. That's guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Talk Radio's Clean Up Hitter.
Believe what I say or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you. Mark Levin. Mark Levin is on the radio. Radio.
putting out a lot there for you today, America. Each and every one of you. I encourage you to take advantage of it. First of all, this radio program is live, as you know. And we're putting out part of what I said in the first hour, my speech, The Time Is Now. And I want to strongly encourage you to check out our brand new video podcast at Rumble. Rumble, the Mark Levin Show, or Liberty's Voice is the name of it. It's easy to find. We link to it right there on all my social sites. Or YouTube, you can subscribe, but either way, you can view it on Rumble or YouTube, Liberty's Voice. I know you're going to like it. It's the kind of thing, when people come up to me at book signings or at diners or whatever, they say, we want more history, we want more philosophy, we like when you tell us about this founder or that founder, and that's what I'm doing. But a step further, I'm tying it into what's going on today, certain activities, events, certain individuals, and we really are trying to change the trajectory of podcasting from Jew-hating, Christian-hating, America-hating, Islamist-promoting, and all that stuff. In other words, to make it normal for real Americans like you. So that's Liberty's Voice on Rumble and on YouTube. I hope you'll take a view and check it out. And Mark's speech, The Time Is Now, up on all of our platforms. The time is now to strike Iran. Enough of this dance. It's getting absurd. It is. And time is not on our side because the enemy is now getting stuff from the communist Chinese that can very severely damage our ships. So I think that it is not prudent at this point to be waiting any longer. So check that out. And we have our buddy here, Gordon Chang of the Gatestone Institute, senior fellow, one of my favorite organizations, by the way. They put out great stuff because of people like Gordon. And Gordon is uniquely qualified to talk about this. Communist China is providing some of these advanced weapons to Iran, and Gordon has been posting that we got to take that regime out, right, Gordon? How are you?
I'm fine, Mark, and you're absolutely right. What we're seeing is China is supplying hypersonic anti-ship cruise missiles, and that's important because we have a large portion of our fleet in waters off Iran, including two aircraft carriers, the Gerald Ford and the Abraham Lincoln. But China's also been supplying advanced radars and probably integrated command systems as well, as well as some anti-air missiles. So there's a whole range of Chinese weaponry that the Iranians now have or will soon have, and especially those hypersonic missiles.
So the longer we wait, to me, the more damage, the potential damage to our forces, no?
Absolutely. These hypersonic cruise missiles haven't been used in war, and we don't know if they work. We also don't know if our defenses work. So if we're going to strike Iran, and I believe we absolutely have to take out the regime, we need to do it before China is able to put those hypersonic missiles in place, because we could lose an aircraft carrier. We could lose two aircraft carriers, and the damage could be grave.
And it's important to understand that China wants us to lose. They want to destroy our carriers, and they're doing it through Iran. Isn't that another reason to take out Iran before it has 20,000 ballistic missiles and ICBMs that can hit the United States? They're testing them now. And nuclear warheads, chemical warheads, biological warheads, which they're working on?
Yes. I mean, Iran has a nuclear weapons program only because of China. China supplied the enrichment technology through the Pakistan's AQ-Khan network. Also, China's been supplying materials necessary for nukes directly to Iran. And this has been going on for quite some time. And a number of American presidents, going back to George W. Bush, have actually allowed this to continue. Actually, I should say back through Clinton, have allowed this to continue. So Iran is dangerous. But Iran is dangerous because China has made it so. And by the way, of course, Russia would not be fighting in Ukraine today were it not for the all-in Chinese support.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this question. If we're just showing biceps, walking around without our shirts, toughing, showing we're tough, we have like 35% of our Navy there, all this, you know, the Air Force is there, our best jets are there, our bombers are not too far away, and on and on and on. and we sign some Obama-lite agreement. Well, we promise, do the Islamo-Nazis, we promise we won't go above 3.67%, and we won't do this, and we won't do that. Why is that absurd?
It's absurd because we know that the Iranians have violated every single agreement that they signed, including the 2015 JCPOA, the Iran nuke deal that Obama put in place. And President Trump, to his great credit in his first term, said, look, I'm not going to stick with a deal which the Iranians have violated. They violated the deal by preventing inspections, for instance, and we know that the Israelis, through their raid on the Parchin facility, took out some material that indicated further violations on the part of Tehran. They violate every single commitment that they make, Mark. So when are we going to wise up?
Mm. But isn't that what terrorists do? And isn't that what Islamists do as a matter of religious edict? I mean, it's all right in front of us, isn't it?
It's all right in front of us. And it's also the Chinese who violate all of their agreements as well. So we've got basically Iran as a proxy for China. Iran would not have been able to strike Israel on October 7th, 2023, were it not for the Chinese support. And we also know that Iran's three main proxies, Hamas, Houthi militias, and Hezbollah, they all had large quantities of Chinese weapons. So this is a very thick relationship among Iran, China, and those three terrorist groups.
Isn't China also providing them, I think it's with the fuel for this massive effort to build a massive number of ballistic missiles?
Yes, they're supplying a particular one of the components that is absolutely necessary for ballistic missile fuel. And China's been quite open about it. So we know that the Defiant, and unless we do something about it, the Chinese will continue to supply all sorts of material, not only for their ballistic missiles, but for their nuclear weapons, and as we just discussed, for their conventional armory.
While we're on this, Communist China, is there any new news about, Xi taking out his number one general and so forth? It seems to me that maybe there was a coup effort, but it has gotten absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, there's very little news, and the reason is that China is just emerging from its basically week-long, but it's actually longer than that, Spring Festival. So very little happens in China during
Spring
that
Festival.
Particular week.
The hell is that?
It's what we call Lunar New Year, what the Chinese call Chinese New Year. But it is a time when China basically for a week, maybe 2 weeks, just goes completely dark. And so there hasn't been much news. But there have been a lot of rumors that have been circulating around China recently, and one of them is after taking out that number one general, Zhang Yaoshao, with that investigation that was announced on January 24th, there are now rumors, and they're just not rumors, I mean, they haven't been confirmed, that General Zhang is no longer in the land of the living.
Really?
There have been all sorts of rumors. Yeah. There have been all sorts of rumors, Mark, over the last month about senior officials, both civilian and military, being executed. We don't know the truth of them, but we know that something is up, because when these rumors circulate, it means people are trying to destabilize Xi Jinping's regime.
All right, I want to pursue this, if you'll stick with us after the break here. Our friend Gordon Chang with the wonderful Gatestone Institute, he's a senior fellow there. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
North State Park's annual Celebration of North State Wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
America's passionately cerebral voice. Talk with that voice now. 877-381-3811.
We're here with Gordon Chang of the Gatestone Institute. I want to pursue this a little bit more with you, Gordon. He's taken out a lot of generals, Xi has, and he's gone beyond that. He's gone deeper than that. And he does it under this notion of corruption and, you know, and people being traitors and... And he does this, what, to send messages, among other things, that he's untouchable, that he's all-powerful?
That's the message that he wants to people to understand, but it's actually not the message that I take away. You know, as I mentioned, he got rid of two generals. It was announced on January 24th, and people said, well, Xi Jinping is now in absolute control of the military because he got rid of the most powerful person in the military. But that's not what I see. Xi Jinping, for more than a decade, has been removing flag officers, generals and admirals. Now, if he were in control of the military, why would he have to continue to get rid of people? I mean, he's gotten rid of people that he's put in place. And I think it's because the military has now made it very clear to Xi Jinping that they have a mind of their own, and Xi Jinping is absolutely determined to get them to submit. But when you have all this turmoil, it means he does not control the military.
So how does this play out?
First of all, in the very short term, it means China is far less dangerous. And the reason is that on the Central Military Commission of the Communist Party, which controls the military, there used to be seven people. Now there are only two. There's Xi Jinping himself, who's not a military officer, and there's a general who is a political commissar. In other words, he's not a war fighter. And that's it. And this means that the chain of command has been severed for the first time in the history of the People's Republic, and you can't launch an invasion with a severed chain of command. But in the near and but in the intermediate term, Mark, this makes China extremely dangerous because Xi Jinping is now getting rid of all people he doesn't like. He's finding compliant officers, and these compliant officers will go out and invade Taiwan if he tells them to do that. The general that he removed on January 24th was telling him, do not invade Taiwan. China is not ready. So I'm afraid that Xi Jinping is now getting to the point where he's elevating people who owe everything to him, and I'm afraid that they might actually do what he wants them to do, which would be to start World War III.
All right, well, let me see if I understand this. But if he starts World War III, you're saying they're incapacitated to some extent because of the chain of command and the experience level, right?
That's right. There are no war fighters who are left. We don't know the quality of the officers that he will promote. Now, hopefully the officers he promotes will resist this, but
They don't want to die.
They don't want to die. One other thing, and that is, it's not just a question of Xi Jinping waking up some morning and saying we're invading Taiwan. It's Xi Jinping blundering into war, and that can happen at any moment. Because he is provoking the Japan and the Philippines and Taiwan and others. And if one of those incidents goes bad, I don't think that he'll be able to control it. He can't act constructively. He can't de-escalate, which means that China could get itself into a war. And if it's not prepared, it could be a disaster. And if it's a disaster for China, he will be tempted to use his nuclear weapons, which means we could have the world's first nuclear exchange over basically a blunder.
And he seems to really be going at it with Japan, and their prime minister, a woman, seems to be very strong, seems to be resisting that. Is Japan building up its military?
It is. It's building it up slowly. Sanae Takeuchi is standing up to China. She cut Xi Jinping down to size. Because on November 7th, she gave an answer on the floor of the Diet that angered China. But instead of backing down like most Western leaders would do, she stood her ground. And because she stood her ground, her party, which was ailing, it's a Liberal Democratic Party, which was ailing when she became prime minister in October, she won the historic landslide on the 8th of this month. And the LDP, the Liberal Democratic Party, her party, now has a majority that has never been seen in post-war Japan. So she showed everybody that the path to electoral success is defying China. And that's a lesson that the guy in the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in the city of Washington, D.C., that's a lesson he might want to take home.
Mm-hmm. Which country in that region, in its neighborhood there, does it fear the most, China? Is it Japan? Australia? What is it?
I think it probably is Japan because Japan has a martial tradition. It was very capable in World War II. Since then, it's become a pacifist. But The other thing is that China, by continually provoking it, has now gotten Japan to the point where it is rearming, and the Japanese can fight. We know that.
Mm-hmm. How about the South Koreans?
The South Korean president, Lee Jae-myung,
he's bad.
He's really bad. His public statements have shown that he really abhors the United States. Many people say, well, he's just saying that because he's a political opportunist, and that very well may be true. But around him, he has appointed hardcore communists, hardcore North Koreans, pro-China elements. And at the same time, he has been destroying democratic institutions at a terrifying pace. So I don't know if we can call South Korea a democracy anymore. And even if it is a democracy, and I don't think it is, but even if it were, and I might be wrong, but even if South Korea is still a democracy, it's certainly not going to be one by the end of this year. He's going after the judiciary. He's going after free speech. He's taking down the churches. This is a full assault on the democratic institutions and society. And he may end up just being a dictator, but he could also end up being a totalitarian leader. We don't know where this ends, Mark.
Which is amazing, since the prior president, I think it is, they just put in jail for life, right?
Right. Yoon Suk-yeol was charged and convicted of insurrection, which was a travesty of justice, because whatever one thinks about Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of martial law in December of 2024, it was not an insurrection.
What was it?
It was, what happened is that he declared martial law because Lee Jae-myung, who is now president, paralyzed the government with something like 30, 36 impeachment motions, which prevented any sort of governance in South Korea. So Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law. It lasted for about 6 hours because when the National Assembly, which is the unicameral legislature in South Korea, it voted to rescind martial law, and Yoon Suk-yeol complied. Now, martial law is a power that is specifically granted to the president of South Korea. So it can't be an insurrection. And, you know, one might say it was a stupid political move, but it was not a crime.
In jail for life? So this guy is
in jail for life.
Yeah. So this new guy. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This new guy is... He is governing like very pro-China, very pro-communist president. We don't know.
Well, how would the people elect him? They know better than that.
That's a great question. The South Korean electorate is split 50-50, and Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of martial law was unpopular. And what's happened in South Korea is that you see a pattern of a conservative president followed by a quote-unquote progressive president, followed by a conservative president, followed by a progressive president. So this was going to happen anyway, just the nature of South Korean politics. But because of the specific, because of the problems after the martial law declaration, the group of leftists came in, and they're much more relentless than previous leftist presidents.
And they want to make sure that that cycle stops and that they have somewhat of a permanent control over that government. Well, that's very interesting. Gordon Chang, and worse than interesting, it's worrisome. Gordon Chang, I want to thank you so much and appreciate all your input. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, Mark, and thank you so much for defending our country.
Yeah, it's my honor. Likewise, you take care of yourselves. Good man. Good man, that Gordon Chang. Pure Talk is one of the great entrepreneurial stories in our country. Imagine being a veteran. It was founded by a veteran, tired of getting ripped off by AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, seeing your family and friends getting ripped off. In other words, overpaying without really any other choices. And you say, you know what? I can do better than them. And you decide, as David, to take on three Goliaths, not just one, three Goliaths at the same time. Well, that's incredible. He said, you know what, I can use the same exact towers they're using, the same cutting-edge technology, superior 5G coverage, and I can slash the cost because they're really milking the American people dry. So the veteran who founded it, he says, I didn't serve this country to have my family and friends and others ripped off. So over a period of years, he builds Pure Talk. He's a good man. And Pure Talk is now an American wireless company that supports our veterans, invests in a U.S.-only customer service team. And so when you call, you're talking to somebody who is in the country, somebody who's familiar with your home, your homeland. Now, that's a big difference. Not only do they have the best customer service in the whole business, Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, $25 a month. $25 a month, folks. And they're serious about the kind of service you get. No contract, no cancellation fee. Don't burn your money. This is a great way to save money and get the best available service out there. Dial #250 and say Mark Levin. And make the switch to my wireless company right now. That's #250, say Mark Levin, make the switch. You'll also get 50% off your first month on top of everything else. Now, #250, say Mark Levin. Pure Talk is America's wireless company, and it's my wireless company. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
You know what Pure Talk's favorite holiday is? President's Day. Because they believe wireless service should only cost you a couple of presidents. Just a Jackson and a Lincoln, to be exact. For $25 a month, Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data. Now compare that to Big Wireless. They'd rather celebrate Benjamin Franklin Day so they can charge your family hundreds every month, and he wasn't even a president. That's not right. You deserve better. Pure Talk is an American wireless company that supports our veterans and invests in a U.S.-only customer service team. When you call, you're talking to someone right here at home. Pure Talk uses the same towers as the big carriers, so enjoy superior 5G coverage without the inflated price. Just $25 a month for talk, text, plenty of data, no contract, no cancellation fee. Just dial #250, say keyword Mark Levin, and you'll get 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Mark Levin, to make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Spicy as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Jimmy Hendrix. No. I used to know. Oh, yeah. Hit it, Mr. Purdue. Eddie Kendricks. I knew it. Kendricks. Here we go. You know, I like all kinds of music. I mean, there's some I don't like. But I've told you in this audience before, I love Motown, the sound of Philadelphia. I like black music. I do. I love it. Like this. It's not that it's black music, but the talent. Come on. Like, there's nobody like Aretha Franklin. Although, there's nobody like Frank Sinatra. Well, you get my point. All right, let me go on here. Some U.S. major banks are publishing aggressive gold scenarios for 2026. Some as high as about $6,300 an ounce. And while nothing about the future is guaranteed, the market's already moved faster than many expected. Their trajectory is in one direction, up. Meanwhile, central banks all over the world have been accumulating gold. And some estimates show their gold holdings now exceeding U.S. Treasury holdings, signaling gold's long-term confidence. I'm spending time going over this with you so you can really get at least an initial grasp on why diversification with these precious metals can be so important. Silver is really taking off, about $110 an ounce, give or take, depending on the day. But the trajectory there is clear, so if you've been making money on diversification with gold, and you've got some profit, you may want to pour that into silver. Now, if you haven't diversified at all, I would say you may want to take a very good look at this soon. I'm not a big fan of this debt, and it worries me a lot. The value of our currency has gone down about 30% in the last 20 years, and the value of gold and silver have gone up, up, up and away. Now, after sharp moves, markets often pull back as investors lock in gains. It's less about predicting tomorrow or the next day, more about understanding how markets function. Monetary gold is over 25 years helping Americans. I've partnered with them. There are many gold companies. Some of them, I think, are kind of fly-by-night. Monetary gold has been around more than a quarter of a century. And they understand physical gold and silver with an education-first, no-pressure approach. If they weren't good, they wouldn't be around anymore. And they'll show you how to also diversify in support of your IRA-eligible options as well. Monetary Gold is a complimentary guide, a free guide to help you understand precious metals. But you need to call them. They don't have your number, and they're ready to send it to you now. Just take a look. Learn about it. 877-NOW-GOLD or visit marklovesgold.com. Request the free guide. And make sure you ask any details you want. Again, 877-NOW-GOLD. They're there right now. Or visit marklovesgold.com. This is a very important investment area that a lot of people ignore, and I think it's a huge mistake. Diversification is the key. Diversification within the various precious metals, that's important. That's important. A lot of people see it now, and I want to make sure you folks don't miss it. All right. Let's take a call. Or four. Or five. I don't think we have time for that many, but let's take a few calls here. Eli, Toronto, California, on the Mark Levin app. Go right ahead, please.
Hello,
I'm in
Mark.
Canada. Excuse me. I'm in Canada.
Obviously. Yes. The last time we spoke, that was a long time ago. Since then, my life was completely upside down. Tommy Robinson, what he's warning about the what happens to the United States is more right than you can think of, because I, as a Jew, I was in the protest about a year ago, and I was arrested for false accusations, and they completely shushed me down.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for your call. I'm sorry, look, folks, I don't know what's going on there. Eli, I'm very sorry, but it's not on topic. We got to keep rolling. Roy, Lafayette, Oregon, XM Satellite. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you for more than 20 years.
Wow, thank you.
And every day for 3 hours, I sit and listen, usually eat dinner. You are the voice of truth.
Well.
And I called earlier and brought up the fact that we live in a day and an age where today's, I don't know which generation it is, beginning with, they don't know hardship. And all they do is get their information off of their cell phones, and they don't get information enough from people like you.
Well, you're very kind. Or they listen to these very evil and devious podcasters. And because they haven't been taught history and ethics and morality in school and elsewhere, these certain podcasters take great advantage of our youth, or try to. I want to thank you so much. That was very, very kind of you. Very kind call. I appreciate it. Eli, I'm sorry you just weren't on topic, my friend. I had to move. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Iran, men and women in Israel, you, the American people. Go to Liberty's Voice at YouTube and Rumble, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.